At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's the Son of a Butch podcast. We come to you every Wednesday. I'm your host, Claude Harmon. I want to talk to you about something that I saw with a player that I think everybody could gain a lot from this story. So this is a player, plays competitively and sees everything as a draw, likes to draw the golf ball, likes to draw the golf ball from right to left, and can do that on the driving range, right? So the driving range is no problem to hit the draw, really with all the clubs. A little bit easier with the irons, but even with the driver, can hit the draw. And this player sees a draw, right? When they look, their eye just sees a draw. But the problem is when they get out on the golf course, they really struggle with hitting the draw. And hitting the draw, what I like to call responsibly. Yes, this player has a lot of has some body issues, has a lot of, the typical kind of weak glutes, a little bit of early extension, that weight on the downswing kind of goes up to the toes, the pelvis kind of goes forward, the upper body kind of hangs back. And listen, when there's no targets that have any real consequence, when there's no scorecard, when making a bad swing doesn't really necessarily have a significant outcome, it's easy. Right? You can stand on the range and hit the draw all the time. But when we get out onto the golf course, it becomes very, very difficult for this player to hit the draw. They get the two-way miss. They either get the big block to the right because they're trying to start everything to the right, or they get that quick hook. A lot of inconsistencies in the quality of the strike. A lot of toe balls, which really, as the clubs get longer, starts to massively, massively affect how much the golf ball is spinning. So when tournament golf happens, it becomes a big miss, right? The miss becomes tough to control. And I've always said to this player, listen, I think you play your best when you fade the golf ball. But as the coach and as the player, ultimately, I've said this before, the player is calling the shots, right? The player has to believe in what they're doing. So if a player says, listen, they want to hit draws, and I've had conversations with this player. I've said, listen, I think you play your best when you fade it. When the golf ball is working left to right, based off of some of the things that your body does, we can offset how much early extension, how much thrust you have by the main thing that I think can help that is alignment. I think a lot of players, when they're trying to draw the golf ball, they get into that square setup. And then by the time they're done doing their waggles and kind of getting into their setup and their posture, they can be aiming so far to the right, so far offline, that it's very difficult to get the golf ball anywhere on the golf course from a miss standpoint. And I've said this a lot, but for everyone listening, golf is a game of misses, right? Golf is a game of how good are your bad shots. So when you're looking at what you can do on the driving range and then you're looking at what you can do on the golf course, if you've got a shape of shot, whether it's a draw, whether it's a fade, it only matters if you can do that shape on the golf course when, you know, when the flag is up, when you've got a scorecard in your pocket, and when hitting a golf ball offline makes a significant difference, right? You want to have a miss pattern that you can control on the golf course. So I think when you're looking at the shape of shot you've got, it's got to be a shot that works when you're playing golf, not just when you're on the driving range. And I think so many golfers get wrapped up into working on something on the driving range, but then when they take that shot to the golf course, it's one that they're not able to hit consistently. So I think when you're looking at whether you're hitting draws or whether you're hitting fades, you've got to identify which one is easier for you to hit, which one is easier for you to hit consistently, not which one aesthetically is pleasing to you and a shot that you want to hit. Because I think sometimes the matchups of what your body can and can't do can massively affect the shape that you're trying to hit. And if you're trying to hit a shape that your body doesn't really like, that it's hard for your body to allow you to hit that shot, you've got to then think, okay, can I do this consistently on the golf course? And if I can't, why don't I go to a shot that I can consistently hit on the golf course?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So when we're looking at a player, I've said this before, the only thing that really matters is, can you control the golf ball on the golf course? That is the most important thing. And so this player, he can draw it all day long on the range, but there is a massive difference between what happens on the driving range and what happens once you get on the golf course, once you're picking out targets. So in talking to this player, I said, listen, the last tournament you played in, it was a struggle, right? We know that you were missing a lot of golf balls, kind of a two-way miss, right? A miss that you were trying to hit draws. And this happens more so, I think, for a lot of players as the clubs get longer, specifically the driver. But if you've got a shot shape that only works with wedges and nine irons and eight irons, and then as the clubs get longer, it becomes very, very difficult for you to manage what that shape is doing. That's when I think you've got to say, okay, what shape, what shot, what can I do under pressure when I'm on the golf course? And so with the player that I'm talking about, we went out on the golf course and I said, okay, let's change the alignment, right? Rather than getting aimed so far to the right, the tendency is to get very, very closed in that setup. I said, listen, why don't we go ahead and open up, okay? So get what you feel like is more left than you think that you need to. And then take that lead foot and flare it out a little bit. So this golfer is right-handed. So opening up the stance and then kind of taking that front foot, that left foot, that lead foot, and opening it up to go ahead and allow the hips to have a little bit more movement. I think a lot of players, when they're trying to hit draws, can get so shut in their setup. Their foot line can get really, really shut. Their shoulders can get really, really shut. But if you're someone that doesn't have a lot of hip rotation, if you're someone that doesn't have the ability to kind of rotate your hips out of the way, I think you need to look at an offset in your setup and say, okay, what can I do to try and help what my body doesn't like? So if you're someone that has a lot of thrust, that early extension where on the downswing, the lower body is getting closer to the golf ball, the weight is going up to the toes, you're kind of on your toes at impact, both your heels are off the ground. As soon as that's happening, that upper body is going to start to want to lean backwards. And as it wants to start to lean backwards, that's mainly happening because the hips have gone towards the golf ball. So it's important when you're hitting draws. Yes, I think for people that are slicing the golf ball or hitting the golf ball from left to right that want to hit draws, you need to shift that path out to the right. But I do think that a lot of players, when they are trying to hit that draw, they're lunging at the golf ball with that lower body. The hips are getting closer to the golf ball. And so whichever direction your hips have gone, and I've said this a lot of times on the pod, whichever direction your hips are going, your upper body, your head is going to tend to go in the opposite direction. So if you're one of those players that's really trying to swing from in to out, and you don't have a lot of internal hip rotation, you don't have a lot of hip mobility, a lot of hip flexibility. And yeah, the easiest way to do this is if you're filming yourself down the line, okay, and you've got that camera straight down on your target line, go ahead and take a video of your golf swing. And then if you've got the ability to draw on the screen, or you could just take a piece of paper and just kind of put it right on your hips at the back of your pockets, right? On the back of your right pocket. And so you're going to look at that piece of paper. And obviously if you're working with an instructor, they're going to have a video program to where they can look at the video and you can draw on it. And I'm sure there's lots of programs out there, but you just want to go ahead and draw a line straight down from where your right pocket is at the back of where both of your pockets are. Draw a line straight down to the ground and then look and see if your lower body is getting to the closer to the golf ball on the backswing, but specifically on the downswing. And a lot of times you're going to see the lower body, that pelvis, move closer to the golf ball at impact. So as soon as that happens, the handle starts to raise up, the head starts to raise up, everything kind of goes that way. So we know with this player that I was talking about, that their body does that less when they hit fades. So obviously as a coach, it's a tough conversation because you're trying to have the relationship and the ideas be collaborative, right? You want a collaborative effort. Say, okay, listen, tell me how you want to hit the golf ball and let's see if we can get you to do that. But in this case, I think we've got to go back with this player to saying, listen, we know you play your best when you fade it. And here's the other thing. When this person tends to get a little bit left with their setup, and their stance gets a little bit more open, and they're trying to hit fades. The golf club works a little bit more in front of them on the backswing. The golf club works a little bit more in front of them on the downswing. They're able to get a little bit more weight at impact into that left heel, not get so much on the toes. And then because of the setup, right? We've taken the setup, and instead of being square, and then this player tends to want to get shut and close, we're taking a setup that is square and then saying, okay, let's get squarely open to the left, and then let's take that front foot and flare that front foot out. Now, why are we taking that front foot and flaring it out? Well, if you're struggling with rotation in your hips, if you've got a lot of that lower body going, extending, coming out of your posture early, the hips getting closer to the golf ball, you're going to get a lot of weight going to the toes in the golf swing. So, and if you are in a shut position, you're basically taking that lead foot, if you're a right-handed golfer, that left foot, and you're putting it in a closed position. And there are a lot of players, and the player that I'm talking about specifically, they don't have a lot of rotation of their hips. So the more shut they get in their setup, the more it's just kind of allowing them to do what their body does anyway, which is kind of early extend, weight go to the toes, weight get up on the toes, heels get off the ground. And that's just kind of a recipe for a lot of bad things. So if you are struggling with that, don't be afraid to say, okay, let me go ahead and get a little bit more open. I think you would be surprised at how many players on tour, on all the tours around the world, how much their setups are not dead square. There are some players that get a little bit more to the right. There are some players that get a little bit more to the left. But you've got to have a good understanding as to what your body can do. So if you are someone that's struggling with a lot of rotation at impact, if your hips get very, very square at impact, if you're taking video of your golf swing from down the line and you look at your address position, and then you look at your impact position, if your upper body and your lower body, but specifically that lower body, if it looks very similar to what it looked like at address, that's where you're going to start to see a struggle. So don't be afraid to get a little bit more open, kind of a Lee Trevino-ish type setup, where Lee Trevino got a little bit more open. And then taking that front foot, if you're right-handed, and go ahead, don't be afraid to flare that right foot, that left foot out. So if you're struggling with rotation, not only on impact and on the downswing, but if you're struggling, someone that's struggling with rotation of your hips on your backswing, don't be afraid. So if your hips don't want to have a lot of rotation, if you're a little bit limited there, the worst thing you can do is set up with your feet in a square position. Maybe try and say, all right, I'm going to go ahead and feel like I take my setup, I get in that square position, and then I go just go ahead and ever so slightly, I just go ahead and splay my toes out. Now, on the backswing, that's going to free up that right hip to get a little bit more internal rotation to it, because obviously the squarer that trail foot, the more the hips aren't going to want to move. And if I've got that lead foot, if I'm a right-handed golfer, my left foot, if I've got that kind of turned out, that's going to give that left hip a little bit more room to move. But the more closed you get and the more shut you get in your setup, if you are a player that struggles with your hips getting open at impact, if you're one that kind of gets very, very square, don't be afraid to mess around with your alignment. And then the other thing we did for this player was talk about where they're setting up on the tee box. Because I think a lot of times, a lot of players are just setting up and they're just dead in the middle of the tee box, right? So if you're someone that gets dead square right in the middle of the two tee markers and then get super, super close, you can be aiming sometimes 20, 30, 40, even 50 yards right of where you're trying to go. And so if you're not one that can really start the golf ball to the right and have really good control and being able to turn that golf ball over from right to left, you're basically kind of walking yourself into a very, very shut setup. So when I look at the players that I work at, Dustin Johnson, I mean, DJ likes to fade the golf ball, and DJ plays his best from being a little bit more in an open position. If he gets too square, it's hard for him to get his body open enough and get the path left enough. So, in working with this player, draws are the holy grail. And yes, I want the player to be able to hit the shot that they want to hit. But I also think it's important for the player to have an understanding of, okay, listen, these are the limitations of what your body can do. These are the limitations of what your body can't do. And so for this player, even though he sees everything as a draw, and even though I would love to be able to have him hit these beautiful, high, little soft little draws, they're just hard for him to do given what his body can and can't do. And so I think you've got to look at what you're able to do physically. I think a lot of players live in climates where we're in the off season now, and you've heard me talk about this, but if you could get in the off season and go to a fitness professional, a trainer, and get a functional movement screen, if you could go to someone that has gone through the Titleist Performance Institute golf fitness certifications, and they can kind of go ahead and put you through their Big 12 and say, listen, we're just going to go put you through a series of movement screens. We're going to figure out if your body can actually do any of the things that it needs to do for you to hit the shots that you're trying to hit. And I think in the off season now, for a lot of people who are in colder climates, I think that's vital to be able to have someone say, all right, this is what your body can do, this is what your body can't do. Then you as the player are able to go to the golf instructor and say, okay, this is what my body can do, this is what my body can't do, this is what my body, you know, this is what my hips are able to do, this is what my hips don't like to do. Then you should be able to say with your instructor, okay, what can I do that matches what my body limitations are, and maybe work around some of the limitations that I have. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is through setup. And it doesn't take any athletic ability, and it doesn't take any golf ability to get into a really good setup position. And I think if we can all strive to look at setup first as low-hanging fruit, what can I do in my setup that can kind of start me in a really good position, which can allow me to do the things that I need to do in the golf swing, that my body will allow me to do that from this setup position. But you also need to know that if you get into a setup position that is going to be a struggle for your body, that's kind of putting you behind the eight ball. So one of the things that I'm always looking at as a coach and as an instructor is, yes, I want to have it be a collaborative effort between myself and the player, but we need to have an understanding, and the player needs to have an understanding as to what their body can and can't do, what their body likes to do and what their body doesn't like to do. And there are times that a swing shape, sometimes it's a fade, sometimes it's a draw, but the shape that you're trying to hit just physically doesn't fundamentally allow you, your body and the limitations that your body have. And listen, all golfers have limitations, right? All golfers have things that their bodies like to do, some things that their bodies don't like to do. Some movement screens that they pass, some movement screens that they don't. Some areas that their body is weak, some that it's not. So I think it's important that you have an understanding as to that. But with this specific player, it was just as simple as, okay, let's change the setup. Then let's turn that left foot out as a right-handed golfer. And then trying to feel like you've got a little bit more weight into the heel. Yes, as the clubs get longer, this player is probably maybe going to have a little bit of early extension in their golf swing. They might always have that. But if we can offset that through setup, to me, that is really low-hanging fruit, because it's going to help their golf swing and allow their body to do what their body wants to do. Use the setup as the template. What can I do at the start of my golf swing to offset some of the things that my body doesn't want to do? And what can I do from a setup and an alignment that's going to give me the best possible chance for my body to help me hit the shot that I want to hit? Give that a try. Like I said, with this player, it really, really did help. And the alteration of the setup allowed us to work the golf swing in a little bit better direction and work the golf swing in a little bit more repeatable shot shape pattern. I want to thank everybody for listening. Listen, I can't thank you enough. The pod, the numbers continue to be amazing to me that you all want to listen not only to me talk, but listen to the guest talk. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Son of a Butch comes to you every Wednesday. We will see everyone next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.